Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with Salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com. If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3. I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had. I said, doctor, doctor, Mr. MD,
doctor,
now can you tell me?
Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. I hope you had a great day. Oh, it was bright and cheery here in South Carolina, and we enjoyed the weather. It's kind of an Indian summer. But you know what? The cooler weather's on the way for the second part of the week, moving into that weekend. So we're going to get a change in seasons eventually here. We got a great show. It's all about empowerment here on Herb Talk and American Voice Radio. So glad you're joining us. We have Dr. Rebecca Carley is going to be joining us the second part of the show. She's our wellness expert that joins us the third Tuesday of every month. So she'll be joining us, and I have some vaccine questions for her. So if you have questions for her, you can dial in on the toll-free number at 800-596-8191. That's 800-596-8191 later on in the show. And we do have a quack report, but before we get to that and our big topic for the first part of the show, big salute and semper fi to our military, always looking out for them, praying for them, asking God's hand of protection be upon them, because you know what? They may be doing things, they're just following orders, but they're putting everything on the line, so we want God to look out for them anyway. And also we want to hit the knees and ask God to look after America, because America needs his help desperately, desperately. When we get into the segment, the first part of the show, you're going to see what I mean. We got some evil going on, and we need his righteous grace to be all over America. We need righteous men and women that have a standing with the Lord to take positions of power and bring this nation back. And we need to pray individually also that we, you know, stay the course. We faint not. We finish the race. We fight the good fight, and we keep the faith. That's so important. And let's pray for each other. And without further ado, let's do the quack report.
Make way for Duck Dodgers in the 24th and a half century.
There you go. We're making way. Hey, have you heard lately in the total media hoax about vitamins being deadly? Did you hear about that? In a fraudulent study they were citing, by the way, and they altered data which claimed vitamins are deadly for you. The actual data from the study didn't reach that conclusion at all, but mainstream media kind of twisted it around and actually contracted downright lies to engineer some disinformation for you. Also, it's designed to scare people away from, you know, whole foods and supplements, which can help you, but at the same time, they're feeding everybody propaganda about, you know, how to rush out and get your vaccine shot. Eat your GMO foods. Don't forget to get that chemotherapy because, you know, you're going to need that, right? So minerals, they say, will kill you, but, you know, bacteria and viruses loaded with adjuvants, mercury, preservatives, injected directly into your blood system are good for you. That's the message. Actually, the truth is vitamins aren't going to kill you, but pharmaceuticals will. So that's the truth. Where's Lily Tomlin when I need her? And that's the truth. Okay, next up in the Quack Report, indoor chlorinated swimming pools may damage the future of fertility for children. This is indoor, not outdoor, but indoor pools. Recently, they published a research that they did in Brussels, Belgium, that shows that exposure to toxins in childhood have a profound effect on the hormonal levels for the rest of their life. This research is in the International Journal of Andrology. It shows that boys specifically who spend significant amount of time in indoor chlorinated swimming pools during their childhood had decreased reproductive hormones later on in life. That's right. Boys who spent about 250 hours between the ages of 10 or 120 hours before the age of 7 in the indoor chlorinated swimming pools were 3 times more likely to have unusually low testosterone levels, which damages the testes and disrupts sperm formation. The scrotal skin is especially vulnerable to toxins and due to the high permeability of the skin itself, and children are more vulnerable to hormone disruptions than adults are. So outdoor chlorinated swimming pools or pools that are disinfected with alternative methods were not a factor according to the study. What else do we have in the Quack Report? Well, let's see. CDC was caught in some blatant lies about that pandemic back in 2008. Yeah, the CDC's research practices and expenditures are now under scrutiny. That's right. You remember that 2008 swine flu epidemic hoax? Remember that pandemic thing, the pushing that vaccine? Remember all those forecasts the CDC, you know, was pushing out high numbers of swine flu outbreaks? They were reporting on that. The CDC news program called Washington Unplugged wanted to know more details about those figures. Have they derived those figures? But you know what? CDC stonewalled that. So that kind of, you know, perked some people's ears. So they went around the CDC. They surveyed each of the individual state health agency records and discovered that with very few swine flu cases reported by the CDC, the CDC didn't confirm a majority of the ones they said that they had, and most were actually normal seasonal flu cases. The discrepancy between what the CDC reported as swine flu statistics and the actual statistics confirmed, there was too large a discrepancy. You couldn't even consider sloppy record keeping for this. This was a willful attempt to lie to the public. Upon further pressure, the CDC actually has clamped down more, and they've decided that we can't track the swine flu cases. It's too difficult. It's too difficult. That's your job, isn't it? That's what you're supposed to do. Well, you know what? We're going to need God's help in deciphering all this deception. We really are. Moving along on the Quack Report, women endangered by high rates of false positive mammograms. According to mainstream medicine, you know, you're supposed to go get them with mammograms if you're a female. It's key, they say, to surviving breast cancer because of early detection and quick treatment, right? That's what they tell us. Well, there's evidence that exposure to the radiation from the test may actually cause breast cancer. Also gives lots of false positive readings, scaring women half to death, and they go and they get very expensive biopsies and stuff. A study on this was presented in the annual meeting of the Radiological Society of North America. They concluded that annual mammography screening significantly increases breast cancer risk in women. Well, that's what Dr. Carl has been saying. You know, radiation gives you cancer. That's why everybody's all freaked out about Japan's problem. But yet people run to the hospital for radiation therapy. You know, it's weird. New studies in the University of California, San Francisco, they're doing some research there. Women who received a decade of annual mammograms, more than half of the women were told they had positive results, the false positive reading. The study found that women who started having their mammograms between the ages of 40 and 50, more likely to have false positive readings, resulted in expensive and needless medical tests, including those biopsies. So they say just by changing the screening from every year to every other year will reduce that problem from 61% to 42%. What's more is that the radiologist would simply review the patient's previous mammogram along with the new one, and they may have slashed those false positive recalls in half. Also, researchers found that women screened every 2 years were not more significantly likely to be diagnosed with late-stage cancer. Well, if you've been listening to this show long enough, and if you've been doing any kind of research on your own, you know that eating fruits and vegetables prevents and reverses that cancer problem. You know, okay, that's what you do. Don't need to go get radiated. What else we got? Last but not least in the Quack Report, broccoli sprouts, they say, has 50 times more cancer-fighting benefits than broccoli alone. You know, since 1996, they've had some outbreaks here and there on salmonella and E. coli regarding your sprouts, raw bean sprouts. Stay away from them. FDA suggests you cook them, kill all the nutrients, but, you know, skip that E. coli and salmonella problem. Well, it's most likely that the sprouts get contaminated during the seeding process, not the growing process. You know, runoff water from the animal production facilities or the manure fertilizer could be contaminated. Some sort of sanitary seed harvesting may be an issue as well. So guess what? Just get your own seeds and sprout your own and skip that whole problem. You can get some sprouts. International Sprout Growers Association can help you out. USDA Certified Organic, they can give you some suggestions where to get that. Most health food stores actually will do some of that research for you as well. So sprouting your own is going to be cheaper than buying sprouts. Also, storing sprout seeds is a solution to potential food shortages later. And we're going to get into some of that preservation stuff in the first part of the show. From 1992 to 1997, John Hopkins research team, they were looking for the broccoli's cancer-fighting compound, and they isolated and found it. It's a photochemical called sulforaphane. And in 1997, the research team at John Hopkins concluded that the broccoli sprouts promoted much more cancer protection and had more antioxidant activity than the broccoli alone. So you know what? They formed their own company, and they tried to patent the growing broccoli, broccoli sprouts, how you grow them and so forth and so on. And then they started suing everybody else that grew broccoli sprouts and sold them. They wanted their royalties. But fortunately, a higher court said, you know what? You can't patent a food practice that's already in existence. Thank the Lord. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's strange. All of a sudden, I don't quite feel like myself.
That's all, folks.
Oh, thank you, Magical Engineer Frank. Okay, well, you know what? We're going to be talking about some preservation of our own because we're going to need it. I want you to listen real carefully to this part of the show. We've got some new updates for you regarding your health freedoms that are on the line, and we want you to be very much aware of this. You know what? We're actually going to have to be more proactive than ever before, and I'm going to get into that in just a minute because, you know, recent developments, you're aware of those because we've made you aware of this on the show. Recent developments with the United States have put pretty much a bullseye on the back of the dietary supplement industry. Now, you should be aware that your FDA is trying to force manufacturers of your supplements to take on some new burdensome regulations regarding the ingredient approval process, which, if it gets passed, will put vitamin manufacturers out of business and leave synthetic vitamins on the store shelves made by your big pharma company. So if you weren't aware of that, you have until December 2nd to go to the FDA's website and look up their proposal for the dietary supplement and ingredient guideline proposal. And they want to know what the public has to say about it, so this is your opportune moment to tell them you're not for more regulation. Now, besides that, the newest attack on your health by government is on more of a global scale. Now, the FDA has launched a new threat on your supplements. Behind the scenes and working in the shadows, the FDA is putting together the North American Trilateral Cooperation Charter. It's abbreviated TCC. So that's the North American Bilateral Cooperation Charter, and it's designed to merge the United States guidelines regulating your dietary supplements with the regulations of Mexico and Canada. So this will deliver a highly restrictive and complex regulatory paradigm. Businesses would need pretty much a fleet of attorneys to navigate this red tape. Okay, so goodness, you know, we get it from all sides. What's the goal behind this? Well, you know, the media and governmental websites of Canada and Mexico and the United States promote the TCC, this American Trilateral Cooperation Charter, as a triad of agencies to, quote, improve product safety and promote public health, end of quote. Well, you know, gee, in the last 50 years, how many headlines have you read where hundreds of people died by taking supplements? You know, the good manufacturing guidelines of supplements already in place by the FDA have kept the entire United States and countless countries protected. You know, really think about it. The FDA in Canada and Mexico, you know what? They need to focus on prescription drugs and improve the pharmaceutical track record. That's where they need to point their energy. But alas, the fleet of big pharma attorneys and the cash from drug sales is going to be a deterrent, isn't it? Now, according to the food and nutrition area on the Canadian Health and International Activities website, the charter, the TCC, was a signed document by 7 FDA and trade officials of the 3 countries. They further explain that the charter is meant to improve communication, submission, leveraging of resources and information reporting in all the best interest of government. Well, we already knew that. Now, the Canadian website says that the goal is to cover all products on the market, such as, you ready? Food, all health products, and dietary supplements. So all food, all health products, anything that has to do with health. I don't even care if it's a Band-Aid. And your dietary supplement products. Everything. It's designed to cover everything. Okay? In other words, this trilateral configuration is positioning itself to manage any product which contributes to or controls your health. Now, I recently wrote about what Americans plan to eat, and I talked about that on the air. You know, what Americans plan to eat for dinner. Americans aren't planning dinner. They decide what they're going to eat, you know, an hour before they eat. So this contributes to a lot of overweight and diabetes and things. So they're not planning. But, you know, with this new charter, you know, the government's going to be planning your meals for you. Now, on the surface, people might agree that this, quote, cooperative effort will better serve the population. Well, most people will totally miss that this is the Food Harmonization Code, also known as Codex. The Codex Alimentarius coming out of Europe. Now, this is a total violation of your American rights and the Dietary Supplement Health and Education Act passed by Congress in 1994, which only requires a notification process for supplement ingredients. Doesn't need an approval or anything. Just gonna let you know, this supplement's coming on the market, and this is what's in it. That's it. End of story. Simple. Now, what are the chances that the United States will adopt Mexico's and Canada's dietary supplement guidelines, which they treat their vitamins like prescription medicines? What do you suppose the chances are of that? Although this seems pretty much underway, we need to expose this treason, that's what it is, an attack on our health freedoms, because this is really a stepping stone to a much bigger agenda. So put pressure on your congressman to resist and revoke this charter. You know, pray to your Heavenly Father to stand and rebuke this attack on his people, because this is what this is. I mean, if you think it's tight now, just wait. You're going to feel like you've got the biggest control freak sitting on your shoulder 24/7 called government. Yeah. And you know what? Disobedience to tyranny is obedience to God. Okay? God's not okay with tyranny. He's not. You know what we need to do? We need to establish a vault of healthy foods and supplements to see us through the troublesome times that are ahead, and they are ahead, by the way. Now, I'm going to call it the vitamin vault. Ancient vault structures, some were underground, they housed valuables. Now, what could be more valuable than products designed to preserve life? Think about it. Now, the vitamin vault could save your life. Governments attempt to tightly manage and control your health items, it's going to put a stranglehold on your opportunity to stay healthy. So let's thwart that regulatory effort, and we're going to fill the vitamin vault with specific items to target your preservation. Everybody needs a vitamin vault. That's what we're going to do. Now, you're going to need some energy protein foods, water, of course, and supplements to prevent illness and also to help you recover from illness. So you're also going to need products that can actually stand in the gap when your prescription medicines are not available. Because if you are now on, quote, lifelong drugs, you know, before it gets too late, you need to try to strengthen your body and wean off of those drugs which medicine has you hooked on. The body's dependent on them. So, you know, the price of everything's going up, and you don't want to be put in a position of deciding whether to buy groceries or your drugs. Also, not all protein foods are from animals, so you'll absorb more protein from your vegetables when you use that sun-dried Celtic sea salt on your food. It improves the hydrochloric acid in the digestive tract and allows you to extract more protein and convert it to amino acid to feed your cells. So it's a protein converter when you add some real salt, not the processed salt, the sun-dried Celtic salt. The folks at Apothecary Herbs will send you a sample if you request it. Now, you're also going to need items that store well and have a long shelf life. So I suggest you go to the Apothecary Herbs website. Basically, right now, they're constructing a vitamin vault for you right there on the website. You can find it on the drop. The list, the navigation bar, and inside the vault, you're going to find necessary items with a long shelf life, and they're going to be priced at a volume discount, okay, so you can stock up and save. Now, they should have this area completed by this weekend, if not sooner, but it's already underway. You can see some of the items in there now. Also, their new product catalog is coming out in January of this year, 2012, and it's going to have additional size options on their formulas, so you'll get more and save more on those sizes, so that's a plus. So, you know, listen, because of the government regulation in Europe right now, the folks in the European Union, they can't get this stuff anymore. You know, so don't wait too long. Don't wait too long. Now, are you concerned about prescription drug dependency to stay healthy? If you are you worried that the cost and availability of your medications is going to put your health at risk in the future? Well, maybe it's time that you consider a natural, safe, and effective way to deal with your health issues. If you only knew where to start, well, I can suggest starting with Apothecary Herbs. They have a free product catalog they'll put in your hand inside our potent herbal formulas that are designed to strengthen your body and work with your body's natural ability to regenerate and heal, okay? So give them a call. The toll-free number is 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. The website is the 3Ws dot thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com, because that's where your healthcare options just became endless. It's all going to be up to you and the tools you have and the information on how to use them. And boy, are you in the right place. Apothecary Herbs will give you all of that. All right, so it's a learning curve, but once you get going, get some momentum and get some practice and get some confidence, you're going to see you have more power than you thought, and a whole bunch of it. You know, God's herbs are good. He didn't expect you to depend on a pharmaceutical industry to stay healthy. He's got medicines already. You medicate every day with what you put in your body. So diet, exercise, herbs, spices, all these things, good water, hydrate yourself, all going to be important, very important. Well, I'm almost out of time. I know I'm coming up to a break. And we're going to be talking with Dr. Rebecca Carley for the second half of the show. And don't forget, next week on the 25th, Karen Malik, she is got a coalition on breast cancer. She's going to be on the show. She's got some interesting statistics I want to talk to her about. So we got a special guest with Karen coming up next time, next Tuesday on the 25th. So you'll want to tune in for that. So anyway. We got lots of stuff coming up in the next few weeks on Herb Talk, so you don't want to miss out on that. But if you do, you can hit the archives on American Voice or on the PowerHerbs.com website. And what else do we have? I got some feedback on the interviews with Malcolm Hill, Dr. Malcolm Hill, and Shane Ellison. You seem to enjoy those. Their interviews will be on the archive area, labeled by date and topic, and you'll see them there. So if you need to go back and listen, download, go ahead and do so. Got to take a break. Dr. Carley is on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
Life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll-free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010. Or order online at the 3Ws dot thepowerherbs.com.
Thomas Edison invented the light bulb. Henry Ford, the automobile. and herbalist Wendy Wilson? Well, discover for yourself. Listen to Herb Talk Live.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Does the cost and risk of conventional healthcare concern you? Wouldn't you prefer inexpensive solutions to health problems rather than disease management? If so, tune into Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson every Tuesday and Thursday evening, 7 p.m. on AmericanVoiceRadio.com, where your healthcare options just became endless. Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Herb Talk. I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and we have our monthly wellness expert, Dr. Rebecca Carley. She joins us the third Tuesday of the month here on Herb Talk, and she joins us once again. Welcome to the show, Dr. Carley. What's up? Anything new you want to talk about?
Oh, there's always new things, Wendy. It's truly amazing how they're bringing confusion to the people. I like to read the Charlotte Observer to find out what they're feeding the sheep. And just today, actually, it's quite amazing. On page 1D of the paper today, they had an article entitled Vitamin Safety Raises Alarms. And, you know, we've seen a lot of articles about this lately. They're trying to scare people away from taking supplements, you know, actually saying how risky they are and,
right.
You know, giving suggestions on how to choose the safest ones and, of course, basically saying that you can get enough vitamins from just eating food and promoting junk food that's been, you know, fortified with vitamins, which is pretty amazing. And then on the very next page, page 2D, there's an article entitled Alternative Therapies Show Promise for Osteoarthritis, where they're talking about chondroitin and glucosamine as being shown to have helped many people with osteoarthritis. So on one page they're saying, you know, that these supplements raise alarms, and then on the next page they're admitting that these two supplements actually do help with osteoarthritis. So
yeah,
mind-boggling.
Yeah, I think there was a report on that on naturalnews.com where the health ranger was saying that the mainstream media kind of took that study and kind of twisted the data and you know, engineered some disinformation on the supplements. So, I want to ask you if you've heard anything. Something came to my attention recently about the new North American Trilateral Cooperation Charter between the United States, Mexico, and Canada. Did you hear anything about that?
Yes. The International Alliance for Health Freedom has been sending out emails about that. I'm not really familiar with the details of it, but...
Well, basically,
maybe you could give us the big picture. Because,
yeah, basically,
you know,
in a nutshell, it's the Codex Alimentarius, and what this will do is they want to harmonize, you know, regulatory powers and guidelines over food, all health products, including dietary supplements. And right now, Canada and Mexico, they treat their supplements like prescription meds. So, I think people better stock up and get a little vitamin vault going and have some things on hand because, like the European Union, that, you know, all of a sudden they can't get stuff anymore. You know, they've been kind of locked out from getting things from America, you know, because a lot of the stuff over there is considered a prescription.
Well, this Codex crap has been going on for some time. So what's the new change by bringing up this new trilateral commission? Are they just doing a name change so that people don't know what it is?
Well, I think they're trying to give the public a perception. You know, this is all about, you know, refocusing things to make everything a little bit safer, more streamlined, to improve and promote public health, of course, you know, and the safety of products and so forth and so on. But basically what it's going to do is put fewer products on the market, and what products are there probably will be synthetic and be costly. So I just see a weaning of anything beneficial and offering you, you know, if you had a choice between fast food and a meal your grandmother made from out of her garden, you'd go with what grandma made. But, you know, this Codex is gonna make sure grandma can't offer you stuff out of the garden. You're going to have to go with a fast food meal.
Well, and this is one thing that should really have people up in arms. And, of course, that's why we're not hearing about any of this on the mainstream media, because there's so many aspects to Codex. They actually want to make it illegal for people to have their own gardens.
Right.
There was a judge's decision in Wisconsin that I received an email about recently where outrageously he actually ruled that a person can't drink milk from their own cow if it's raw. I mean, it's getting totally out of control. And it's self-evident that the intention is to make people sick and give them only big pharma as a, you know, solution to their problem. And I heard you mention the word disease management during one of your commercials there. And, of course, this is what they do. They manage disease. They cure nothing. And I'm hoping that this will be the tipping point that will make people stand up and say, we're not going to take this anymore, because, you know, if you don't have your health, you have nothing.
Well, this is true. This is true. So now, for new folks tuning in, should let them know that you have a website and you're kind of an expert there on vaccines, and you can click on Dr. Carley's banner on the powerherbs.com website. Get on over there. But Dr. Carley, I wanted to bring to your attention, you probably heard about the study that they did comparing the unvaccinated children to the vaccinated kids to see which group fared better as far as disease and allergies. And guess which group did much better?
Well, I didn't hear about this. If the white coats did it, I'm sure the vaccinated children did.
Actually, it was done by a German homeopathic practitioner, and they studied 8,000 unvaccinated children from 15 different countries. The study is known as the KIG study. It's a German health study, examination survey of children and adolescents. It was released by vaccineinjury.info. Basically, in a nutshell, they studied kids from 0 to 17, the kids that were vaccinated fared much worse. The kids that were unvaccinated had less allergies, less disease, less illness. The kids that were vaccinated had more of those problems, plus they had immunosuppressant diseases. The only category that the German physician found that was even Steven was the area of diabetes for some reason. But as far as ear infections, hay fever, hyperactivity, epilepsy, seizures, migraine, headaches, thyroid disease, dermatitis, immune suppressant diseases, the vaccinated group did far worse than the unvaccinated.
Okay. How do you spell KIGG? K-I-G-G?
Yep.
I'll definitely have to check that out. And, of course, we'll never hear about that on the mainstream media either. And that's self-evident. You know, I've been talking about how vaccines corrupt the immune system and cause all autoimmune disease, non-traumatic seizures, cancer, and genetic damage in people and pets for 15 years now. And I have developed a protocol to reverse the damage, but of course it's better not to get the vaccines in the first place. And as a matter of fact, there's new injuries coming out all the time. I just had a call from a new client that has all kinds of problems after he got the H1N1 vaccine, including anemia. He's not even 30 years old, so, you know, anemia is very rare in men. Women can have anemia if they have very, you know, heavy menstrual periods, but, you know, for a man to have anemia, it's really unheard of. But one of the injuries that he was reporting to me was that he has what's called a frozen shoulder. So I did a search on frozen shoulder and other shoulder injuries related to vaccines, and as it turns out, this is actually being investigated by the CDC and the FDA. People are reporting pain, shoulder dysfunction, frozen shoulder, adhesive capsulitis, which is where you have such massive inflammation in the shoulder capsule, and scarring that, you know, you can't move your arm, bursitis, and even damage to the brachial nerve. So this is something people have to be aware of. Now, they're blaming it on the wrong angle of the needle as it's being introduced into the arm for the vaccine, or using a needle that's too long. But, of course, you know, what I'm trying to teach people is just stay away from these mosquitoes with white coats altogether. It's just amazing to me how many new things are coming up all the time, and I just want to comment in terms of them not finding a higher incidence of diabetes. There's no question in my mind that, in fact, insulin-dependent diabetes has massively increased with vaccinations, especially as the schedule keeps getting bigger and bigger. I have my youngest client with insulin-dependent diabetes is only 2 years old. As far as type 2 diabetes, that's highly related to a chromium deficiency. So if he didn't specify which type of diabetes, I would suspect that that's the reason, because, you know, chromium deficiency is caused by a deficient diet.
Yeah, he listed diabetes mellitus.
Yeah, that doesn't tell you if it's type 1 or type 2.
Yeah.
But the thing of it is that it's wonderful. I'm so glad that you mentioned that. I'll definitely check that out. It's wonderful that such a study's been done, and that's what people in this country, especially parents of autistic children, have been pushing for years, because it's well known, especially in the Amish community, which doesn't vaccinate, Seventh-day Adventists, as well as children of chiropractors. Autism is pretty much unheard of. And so they don't even need to do the study because it's already obvious. But I'm very glad that a homeopath has done this. And as I said, I'm sure it won't be reported in this country because that would make it a little too obvious.
I'll try to find the link to that report and send it to you after the show.
Oh, I really appreciate that.
But they also mentioned in the report that 25% of Americans suffer from at least one autoimmune disorder. So I wonder how many suffer from more than one.
Oh, it's truly amazing. Autism is actually an autoimmune disease. It has nothing to do with mercury. It's where the autoantibodies formed with the vaccination actually attack the myelin sheath on the nerves. And I have had a couple clients. I have one child that's got autism and insulin-dependent diabetes. There are many that have autism and asthma. You know, there's all kinds of combos that are possible. And almost all of them have leaky gut syndrome, which leads to food allergies. So it's just amazing how many problems are caused by vaccines. As I've said for years, eventually it will be realized that the entire field of internal medicine is actually vaccine-induced diseases. And I was very excited a couple weeks ago on my show, I had a nephrologist by the name of Dr. Suzanne Humphreys as my guest, and she has been waking up about vaccines and how vaccines cause all kinds of damage to the kidney, leading to renal failure. And it was truly amazing. She reported that when she started to realize this, is patients with renal failure would be admitted to the hospital and she would write their admission orders, she started writing orders to not vaccinate them, and they would get vaccinated anyways. And as it turns out, it's hospital policy. So even when the admitting a physician writes an order not to vaccinate, they still get vaccinated anyways. And, you know, that was, like, shocking to me, is that, you know, this is a drug, and the nurses are just giving it to the people. I just picture, you know, take off your clothes, put on your gown, and here's your needle. It's, like, done immediately so that there can be no interference. And, of course, you know, that's the last thing you'd want as a renal failure patient, is to get yet another vaccine that's going to damage your kidneys further.
Wow. I wanted to read you a quote. You may be aware of this, though, Dr. Carley, from Dr. William Hay. He testified to the House of Representatives Congressional Record December 21st, 1937, and he said this, quote, "It is nonsense to think that you can inject pathogens directly into the blood and in any way improve health. There is no such thing as immunization, but we sell it under the name immunization. If there were a way to build up a natural resistance to disease through these artificial means, I would applaud it, but we can't. The body has its own methods of defense. These depend on the vitality of the body, and you just can't change the vitality of the body by introducing poisons of any kind into it." End of quote. Wow.
Well, exactly. I mean, that's why the paper on my website, drcarley.com, is titled Inoculations, The True Weapons of Mass Destruction. They are inoculating us with disease. These words, immunization and vaccination, they're inventions to make them, you know, pretend or make them look as though they're actually helping people. And, of course, this is touted as one of the best, you know, medical discoveries of all time. I've been watching Dr. Oz since he came on replacing Oprah, and, you know, this guy's a total minion. He sometimes will mention, you know, certain supplements and things, but he's totally pro-vaccine. As a matter of fact, he owns stock in various vaccine companies. That was also discovered by the health ranger, Mike Adams. And people can find out about that on his website, naturalnews.com.
Well, wasn't he the doctor that was...
He actually did admit that his own children don't get vaccinated, but
yeah.
He had some pharmacist from Walgreens come on his show and give him the flu shot in the audience, which, you know, was actually sterile water. I'm sure he doesn't get vaccinated, but...
Well, not if he doesn't have his kids vaccinated. I doubt he got vaccinated.
Right. But just like Gerald Ford did back in the 1970s, you know, as they're trying to promote the flu vaccine back then, which caused so much death and destruction, you know, he went on television and allegedly got a vaccine as well. Because they think that people are so stupid. It's like, oh, if Dr. Oz does it, I'm going to do it. He also lied and said there's no way you can get flu from the flu vaccine. Well, the flu mist, especially the one they spray up your nose, is made with live viruses. So how can, you know, such a statement be made? It's total fraud.
And, well, I came across a quote by two physicians. They wrote a book called The Dangers of Immunizations. It was published back in 1979. It was Dr. Dietman and Calla Coronis. Do you know those names?
I think I have that book in my massive library, yes.
Yeah, and what was really key when I read part of their literature, they said this, both of them agree, when our T cells encounter a foreign agent from the vaccine, they assume this strange new virus must be friendly and adjust for this factor and allow it to pass alive and to multiply. Because what they were trying to explain was your immune system has several layers of defense. By the time a pathogen gets into the blood system, it normally would have alerted the blood system to manufacture killer T cells to get rid of it. But by the time it's injected directly into the blood, it kind of surprises the immune system. And it thinks, well, this foreign body should be fine, you know, because we didn't get any alerts, you know?
Right. Well, there's also another aspect to it, which I explain in my paper, Inoculations, the True Weapons of Mass Destruction, that both poles of the immune system, the B cells that make antibodies, as well as the T cells, which I describe as like the little Pac-Man cells that are supposed to, you know, eat cancer cells and viruses and such like that, they can't both be in, you know, high function at the same time. And what the vaccines do, because of the adjuvants they add, is create like a massive antibody response. And so that also offsets the T cell response that they can't function at a proper level to begin with. So there's so many layers to this, and it's very obvious to anyone that's been doing research that it's all intentional. This is how most of the diseases are created, and then Big Pharma, you know, has their drugs to manage the disease, yet cure nothing, make you a lifelong customer.
Well, do you have any literature on Janine Roberts? She wrote a book called Fear of the Invisible.
No, that name I haven't heard.
Okay, well, maybe we should tell our listeners that maybe, you know, because vaccines, you know, that's a medical term. People think of something very sterile and clean and scientifically correct. You know, that's a lot of people have an impression associated with that term. But what Janine does is in her book, she actually describes and breaks down in common terminology what is in these vaccines. And she says there's lots of substrates, mashed bird embryo, minced monkey kidneys, infamous cloned human diploid cells.
Yeah,
and then
aborted fetuses, yep.
Yeah, and then she says, and then the serums are supposedly scanned for known contaminants, while unknown contaminants are allowed to pass through. So I'm like, this sounds like a cauldron brew, and it ain't nothing good.
A witch's brew, that's what I called it. And, of course, that's why this Generation Rescue, which Jenny McCarthy is so involved in, came up with this idea of greening the vaccines, which is so ridiculous. They're made out of germs. So how can you green a germ? I mean, the very concept is insane. And yes, in fact, the idea of a contaminated vaccine, all that means is that there's bugs in there that they didn't intend to put in there. And if vaccines worked, what should be the problem with a contaminated vaccine? You should be looking at it as a free vaccine. You know, you're
getting another
bug.
Sort of like, you know, a fringe benefit. You're going to have more protection than you bargained for, right?
Yes. And one thing I just want to mention quickly because we run out of time so quick.
Yeah.
On October 16th, CharlotteObserver.com, people can check this out, page 1A, an article entitled Navy Pays for Rumor Research. As it turns out, they're actually going to pay untold millions. I don't have the number right here in front of me. It's a very long article. But as it turns out, in 2008, 2 years into the Iraq War, American soldiers began vaccinating cows across Iraq. And so the Iraqi farmers, you know, were getting suspicious and saying, well, this is not a good thing. So they're calling it a rumor that that got started. And so now they're investigating how to squash these alleged rumors. How dare they start, you know, inoculating the cows of the Iraqi farmers? You know, where did that come from? It's insane.
Wow. Well, you know, can't, obviously injecting something into a cow, you got to wonder what it is. But we're almost out of time, Dr. Carley, and tell the audience you do have a radio show and how they can tune in.
Okay, What's Ailing America? I'll never run out of answers to that question. Every Saturday from 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern on OrionTalkRadio.com. And my website is ReversingVaccineInducedDiseases.com. As Wendy said, she has a link on her site. And thankfully, I do have a way to reverse these vaccine-induced diseases. But my ultimate goal is to stop the insanity altogether.
Yeah, and good prevention measures. Well, if you need to contact Dr. Carley at her office, her number is 888-321-6751, 888-321-6751, and you can reach her there, right here in North Carolina. So, well, Dr. Carley, we're out of time, but thank you so much for joining us. Good information, as always, and we'll look forward to talking with you next month.
Okay, thank you, Wendy, for all that you're doing as well. Bye-bye.
Keep up the good work. Dr. Carley's website, click on her banner on the links page at thepowerherbs.com if you want to get over there for more information. Obviously, a crusader for good health, just like a lot of people out there. So do check out her website. Also, don't forget, coming up next week on the 25th, I'm going to be talking with Karen Malik. She has a coalition on breast cancer. On our homepage under What's New, you can actually click on her link to get on over to her website. And then coming up in November, John Monroe is going to be back on the 3rd talking about macular degeneration, so don't miss that. Hey, we got to go, but don't you go anywhere, because Covenant's Call with Pastor Mike Hoover is coming up next. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician if you dare before using any product or therapy. I'm Herbalist Wendy Wilson, and until next time, be well.